While the Crianza Reserva and Grand Reserva show the classic line of Rioja that we have inherited and we are very proud of it, the Finca Monteviejo is the new trend of Rioja, in which the aging periods are shorter. We keep it in barrel less time, around 1 year and a half, but mainly new oak barrels, and in which, first of all, we like to show the grapes of one vineyard called Monteviejo, the old mountain. It was planted by my grandfather in 1948, so this is the main point. Very old vineyard, very low yield, very small grapes that have good structure and good potential and how to say, very clear tasting. Together with that, if we have the quality of the grapes, we make a good aging in new French oak barrels. We also make the malolactic in barrel, and we keep it in bottle a couple of years before we sell. So at the end, it's a wine that, why we say a bit modern line of Rioja, because we like to show more the grapes, more the fruit. It's a bit more intense, more colorful. It has more structure and very long finish, very long finish. And we call it, in my family, it's a modern touch of Rioja, but it's Rioja. And you realize that it's elegant, soft, it has a nice rounded mouth. So it's elegant as I think that the Tempranillo has to be. It's a single vineyard wine, so it's not a blend that we do in the winery. My grandfather planted mainly Tempranillo, but it has also a little bit of Graciano, a little bit of Grenache, and even a little bit of Viura, as the old vineyards were. Normally in the old times, the vineyards were planted with different varieties. So we respect that, and we pick all the grapes and put it in the same tank in order to try to look for a bit more intensity and color from the grapes. Once you have the best grapes, you have to try to show the grapes in the wine. While the Reserva and Grand Reserva for me are very gastronomical wines, for meat, for game, for strong stews, The Monteviejo can be good for that, can be good for cheeses, and personally I have a taste, I love it with dark chocolate. Sometimes when we have tastings in the winery or lunches, it's the last wine that you finish with. So as it is the last wine, you have sometimes the lamb chops with a bit of Monteviejo, and then when you have a still Monteviejo in the glass, I like to finish it with either cheese, or if it is possible, a little bit of dark chocolate goes very well with that.